Well, along with the world's primary economic indicators, the cotton market took it on the chin all week. No question, my favorite commodity, and I will do a little more than just stagger around this weekend trying to figure out what's going on. Quality continues to earn a rewarding premium, yet due to this week's loss in the futures market and the failure of the basis to react, net offers to the grower are less than they were a month ago, and that's a bit disturbing. I continue to feel without question that those net premiums will return to even higher levels than they've been, but U.S. and world economic activity are just simply destroying the recent buildup in consumer confidence that we've been lucky to have. The positive tone at the poorly attended, actually, Beltwide Cotton Conference in New Orleans was washed away this week by the very poor showing of the U.S. stock market. And then Thursday's announcement yesterday, when everything was looking up, by the Secretary of Agriculture that he had some personal reservations about the cottonseed program, just kind of throwing a damper over us here Thursday afternoon and Friday, trying to figure out what's going on. Virtually every commodity group in the United States has indicated that cotton was the only commodity without a program, and it was becoming clear to them, to all other commodities, that they were actually beginning to suffer from the fact that the cotton program did not have, or the cotton was the commodity that did not have a program. What that does is it encourages cotton producers to plant other crops, and those other commodities have to face cotton now. So the decades of history that were written by both Democratic and Republican administrations have shown us unequivocally that it's less expensive for the government and the U.S. taxpayer to buy a demand for U.S. agriculture than it has been to pick up the tab for rebuilding both rural and inner city America. And that seems to be totally lost on the Washington dysfunction that we're seeing now. I'm not pointing out parties for any stretch of the imagination, but there is a dysfunction that's going on that's keeping the American agriculture from functioning as the market would like to see. That's really general economics, so let's get back to cotton, but you're not going to think I'm going to talk about cotton when I say a couple of things. But so the question really comes down to what action is needed for you, the farmer, for your investment, your blood, your sweat, your tears, your gray hair. What is going to increase the demand for cotton? Well, I throw that out there to you, and I'm going to have to let you decide that, but that's not what I can answer. A question was presented to me at Beltwide as part of a luncheon panel as to, well, if I'm bullish on smaller crops, smaller carryover, smaller plantings in 2016, then how high do I think prices will go? And my answer, unfortunately, was prices are going nowhere. There's no demand for cotton. I discussed that with you just a moment ago and talked about it. Cotton demand declines every day. The world population is increasing some 75 million every year, yet cotton is not reaping any benefit from that as far as consumers. And it's very difficult for me to look in the mirror and admit that. But still like the idea, hopefully, just to me, that the economics, assuming we can maintain a small growth in demand, we still get the 2016 crop up. I don't see now that if we're going to be able to carry the March, May, July 2016 up above 66, 67 cents max. Do see a shot at even higher prices for the 2016 planted crop later on. So let's stay with cotton. Let's hope the Secretary will react. Have a good weekend. Have a good week this week. Thank you so much.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting FiberMax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.